Welcome to episode 180 of IndyCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music, the best music you've never heard. Well, 180, just, I feel old all of a sudden. Mark Farmer will make me feel young again. He's going to talk about social commentary. He has a company called Webness. I saw him at PodCamp Toronto, and he had a lot of cool things to say, so I'm looking forward to introducing him to you. We've got some great music. We're going to kick off with the Dunes. Almost played them last week, and I'm going to play them this week. Here is Toronto's The Dunes, some new Delhi to Dublin coming up soon.
Teleport stars back to your heart. This is Kaitami.
Hey, I'm Sanjay.
We're Delhi to Dublin, and we're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Got my number, I am come here in the storm, 'cause my hands still are hungry, spirit warm. And in view all around me, my friends have gathered near, and all I've ever needed is right here. But if I look too far ahead of me, tragedy, when really it that's not said, you see, 'cause here I am playing my final song, doing what I've been doing all along. You can call it courage, or you can call it strong, but really it's just simply carrying on while amplifying all the good you've been engaging in, with only just a few less days to squeeze all of it in. But if I look too far ahead of me, stumble into tragedy, when really it's not sad, you see, 'cause here I am playing my final song with all of you surrounding me. So when I'm free from gravity, I will know that I was never wrong in doing what I was doing all along, all along, all along. One to tell people what it is they should do, but if you're asking, then I guess there's one thing I would say to you: do those things you've always wanted to.
Oliver's tune by Andy Katz from his brand new record. Just found out about that at Canadian Music Week. Delhi to Dublin played Toronto just recently. They are on tour supporting this brand new record. And this is one of Canada's coolest buzz stories. A great blend of culture. If you like Bollywood, Celtic, dub, reggae, you've been waiting a long time, and Delhi to Dublin is here. Anyway, we got to know them a little bit better backstage and watching the show at Hillside Inside 2010. That was a great event. Already starting to think about Hillside, the summer version. Okay, Mark Farmer's coming up. We're going to be talking a little bit about social media. I think the internet is the most democratic place on earth. Anyway. We'll see what Mark says. He's more knowledgeable about these things than I am. What else we got? We got some brand new music from Man the Destroyer. They're on tour right now. We've got an announcement about an event that IndyCan is very proud to be part of. June 1st, the Aboriginal History Month kicks off at Dundas Square in Toronto. It's going to be all across Canada, but that's where IndyCan's going to be. And we hope you can make it. But anyway, here's a band. Jason has a new outfit known as After the Fall, but this is a band called Super Being. This CD's still around. You got to check it out. It's great if you like rock end to end. And we got some brand new Ross Nielsen and the Suffering Bastards just before Mark Farmer, but here's Super Beat.
It's always been a source of attention. You say that you'll be dead before then.
Our state of life says handle with care. 10 billion people breathe the same air. When it's gone, I'm sure that you'll care. Pray it's not too late. The masses scream for one more day.
from Webness, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
On my knees, it's a dirty life of living. Doesn't everybody give into the dark, dark side? Low sometimes, so don't be so quick to say as you turn and walk away. Salvation won't ever be mine. But I don't live life in a cage. Wouldn't trade salvation for where I've been. Cause I'm not afraid to die. My life ain't been a lie. More than I can say for most men. Church, stand for sounds of rock and roll. I will start my own religion. This will be my church. Stand for sound of rock and roll.
Everyone sat around the TV and watched I Love Lucy, and the whole world was having a universal experience. I get the impression that people are consuming media more than ever, but it's more fragmented. Is that true?
Fragmented may not be the right word. It's more individualistic. It's more personalized. Even more than niche, it's customized to you. It's customized to your wants and needs. So people talk about what we've lost when Ed Sullivan, you know, didn't become the preeminent sort of touchpoint for our culture anymore, things like that. But what we lost in those terms, I think we gained in the ability to see the things that are of interest to you and really participate them in a personal way that you couldn't when it was a one-way medium, i.e. TV.
Do you think there will ever be like a Beatlemania again where everybody's into the same thing?
Well, it's funny because you mentioned Beatlemania, and it was just, what was it, less than a week ago that a Justin Bieber concert got shut down in Australia because of rabid fans. So that enthusiasm for musicians, for individual brands, for people is still there. It's just that there's not quite the degree of unanimity around it where you had, you know, TV shows like I Love Lucy, like Ed Sullivan, Dublin, where you had cultural phenomena like the Beatles, where everybody sort of engaged with them in a certain way and at a certain point.
You started out as a journalism student, right? You thought you would be, what, covering politics or music, or the world you wanted to go into doesn't really exist anymore.
No, no, it doesn't. And it's funny because a lot of us in journalism school kind of went in with sort of the stars in our eyes and thought we'd be the next Edward R. Murrow or Bernstein or Woodward or whoever. And, you know, the simple reality of it is that that's the cream of the cream and the 1% of the 1%. And the world of journalism is very different from Edward R. Murrow, World War II, London. So more than half the class ended up in this communications world, PR, marketing communications, things like that. At a certain point, I realized that I enjoyed working with machines as much as I did with people, so I decided to sort of tweak my career. And it's funny because in PR shops, they're, you know, advertising agencies, not necessarily the most technically sophisticated crowd in the world, so if you have one iota of tech savvy, you become the go-to person.
Everybody is a citizen journalist. Everybody is running their own website, running their own blog. They got something to say. Is the internet become a place where everyone's talking and no one's listening?
That's been talked about before, and it's funny because you talked about everyone's a reporter, everyone's got their own blog, and just right now, within the last few years, we're seeing a real uptake in hyperlocal media. So, for example, I'm working on a site right now, neighborhoodalmanac.ca, which is introducing hyperlocal websites to Toronto based on neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time this has happened. It's been quite a big thing in San Francisco, for example, for a while now. And there are other sort of local websites in Toronto, like Torontoist or a BlogTO, and everyone is becoming a journalist. Everyone is sort of becoming their own producer of media. And I think that's a great thing, because there's no real reason why you should necessarily trust a journalist, for example. What do they know better or in more depth than somebody who's actually in the place itself that's capable of reporting on it?
Well, was there ever any such thing as objective journalism?
Well, that's funny. In journalism school, they teach you to be fair, not objective, because there is no objectivity.
Yeah.
At least that's what we were taught.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're telling a story, you need to take a side, essentially. There's
yeah.
no way that you can be completely objective. You're not a scientist or a mathematician, so you are telling a story and you sort of throw that objectivity out the window to a certain extent and focus on being fair, focus on presenting both sides. So that objectivity never really existed to start with, and I think you can be as fair as a blogger or a citizen journalist or anybody else, and you know, the people that read you will decide whether you're fair or not, and they will leave comments, and they will give you hell if they feel you're not being fair. Torontoist and BlogTO, where it's really passionate individuals talking about their community, and that's all this is really, is just community. Say you were new to Toronto and you wanted to find out where the best coffee was in the Annex. Well, I mean, you could wander around for the next year trying each shop, or you could go on a blog, you could go on a social media aggregator,
right?
You know, you could go on Foursquare and you could find out what everyone else says and you can make a decision. And some of the great things that are happening now.
Can you back up and tell people what Foursquare is?
Foursquare is an online application that lets people, it's part game, part recommendation service,
mm-hmm.
where you're able to, using your mobile phone, check in to different locations. So you can say, I checked into the Starbucks at Yonge and Davisville, I checked
right.
into Eglinton Station. And there's that kind of little gamey side to it where you can become the mayor of a coffee shop or a restaurant or something if you check in enough and are active enough. The other side of it that's interesting for me is you connect to your friends
right.
on Foursquare and they connect to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what their recommendations were, what they thought about
right.
that Starbucks, about that restaurant, about that neighborhood, and that's where you get that sort of interesting feedback where you can really decide what's good and what's not
right.
using your established network. It's
yeah.
not anonymous anymore. It's people you know. That sort of thing is interesting.
Is the old school still trying to find a way to, you know, create viral buzz? You know, when you know, inauthentically.
Yeah, it's great. I went to a talk by a genuine social media guru. That phrase is thrown out a lot, but a guy named Mitch Joel, and he was talking about viral videos, and he said he gets approached by people who say, I want this video to go viral. I want a viral video. And his response was, it's like I have a crystal ball where I can shake it and find out if this video will go viral, or more importantly, how to make it go viral.
Right.
If you want a video to go viral, and you think that you have the ability by making that wish public to make it go viral, you're fooling yourself. Things go viral for a variety of reasons, and it's more art form than science.
Right.
If anybody out there has an equation for how to make things go viral, then contact me. I can make you a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. Much more important than trying to commodify things like virality is just trying to be authentic. Mm-hmm. And that's how these viral videos really became viral in the first place, was somebody was authentic and tried something that no one else had ever done, and it took off. So a good example is Will It Blend?
Right.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but there was a company that makes blenders called BlendTech.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, they hired somebody to do some videos, and he said, well, you know what? Let's just throw some stuff in a blender and see if
it blends.
And they put some backing music, they cut it up, I think it was a $300 video camera or something like that, and it went viral and got tens of millions of hits because they threw in crazy stuff like golf balls, an iPhone, and they started getting requests. They said, what would you like us to blend? And people loved this because it was quirky, it was like nothing anybody had ever done before, and it wasn't planned.
Did it involve any harm to innocent animals?
No, there were no animals
no
harmed,
frogs in the
as
blender.
Far as I'm aware. But it's that sort of unpredictability that really defines virality. You can't buy it. They didn't directly monetize it, but it is responsible for, I think, a tripling of their profit or something like that.
No kidding. They sold more blenders.
They sold a lot more blenders. If you go into Starbucks now, 50-50 chance you'll see a BlendTech there.
Yeah.
It's interesting, too, because a lot of musical artists have gone viral, too. You look at Chocolate Rain, you look at OK Go, you look at the Hugs video, and all of these were just quirky little things people were trying to do to get attention and have fun, and it hit a nerve. And
right.
That's all you can hope to do is really to make that connection.
What's your special niche that people come to you for?
Electronic communications, which means stuff like the social media we're talking about and content management, web design, just the broad picture of how you communicate online versus the old world.
I hope you can come back because, I mean, it's an ever-changing world, and if we sit down next year, you know, we'll have something brand new to talk about, won't we?
Absolutely. And if you'd like to visit my website, I've set up a URL. You can visit soundofsocialmedia.com.
Soundofsocialmedia.com.
You got
okay.
it.
We'll link to it from the website. Thanks
All
for
right.
coming in, Mark.
Thank you. Cheers.
But still
Bed bugs blanket, I'm afraid of my blanket. Bed bugs blanket, can't hardly stand it. Sounds like one of those tongue twisters. Do you remember the red bug's blood and the black bug's blood? Say that 10 times. This is the Johnnies. This is a band, a great punk band that is going to be playing Aboriginal History Month in Toronto. IndyCan's going to be there. It's June 1st at Dundas Square. You can go to our website for more details. Come on down. It's free. There's going to be some great music. It's kind of an all-day thing. We'll be there from about 5 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. Find out more about the Johnnies from IndyCan.com, too. They've got a brand new record. In fact, let me just tell you a little something. I got an email from Veronica Johnny, the lead singer, and this is what she had to say about this title track of their new album. We're sending out a press release within the next few days for the CD, Louder, Faster, More Fun by the Johnnies. Okay, so it's not the title track. Here's the first track, written after we moved into an apartment that was infested with everything imaginable, including bed bugs. It's an East Coast epidemic, and I hear it's moving west. For your information, bed bugs dislike the smell of lavender. In unity for our community, Veronica Johnny. Thank you, Veronica. What have we been doing? Okay, we had that. Before that, we had Man the Destroyer. That's brand new. They're on tour now. Did You Learn Anything from Mark Farmer? We'll have them in every year if you like. We had Ross Nielsen and the Suffering Bastards. I just like saying that. I'll say it as many times as I can today. And next up, here's Super Being doesn't exist anymore. Here's another band that doesn't exist anymore called The Populars. Mo Berg produced this album. He's a big Chicago Hawks fan. So at the time of recording, anyway, he was certainly... I'm a Canucks fan, and for 2 years in a row, the Chicago Blackhawks have defeated the Canucks in Game 6 of the Western semifinal. And, I don't begrudge them a thing. I mean, he was a Chicago Hawks fan in the 80s and the 90s. Those were dark decades. Anyway, good on him. And here's a little project he produced called The Populars. This is a song called You Took My Ball Away.
You took my ball away. You took my ball away. How am I supposed to play? 'Cause you took my ball away. I live on instinct. I can battle almost anything. But it's hard to have a nice day when you take my ball away. You took my ball away. You took my ball away. How am I supposed to play when you take my ball away? You don't have to be so serious. Some laughter could profit us. But it's hard to look the other way when you take my ball away. Oh, hey, hey. You took my ball away. You took my ball away. How am I supposed to play when you take my ball away? And when you're reaching for some peace of mind, it's really not that far. Oh. And it's important to take a breath, you know, it's part of who we are. Oh yeah.
Thinking of the good things to come, I just wanna give me some. But my blue skies have turned to gray, 'cause you took my ball away.
You took my ball away.
Okay. Hello out there. Okay, this is Jen Grantstill and Kinley Dowling. I don't understand really anything about radio. except for that I'd like to be on it. And so, you know, hello IndieCan. I love you. What else can I say? Nothing really, I guess. But but I hope you're having a nice day. And this is a song. This is the last song we're going to do. Song number 4. And it's a song that we'll record soon. And it's called Fireflies. And it's just a little song where we like to pretend that we're bugs. But we don't have enough people right now to pretend that we're bugs, really. But it's just about this party that I went to one time in Ottawa in a barn or something. It's not really. It's sort of about that. Okay. That was last summer. That was so last summer. Okay. Anyway. Okay. It's the bug part. Well, I found an oyster in the sea. Too closed up for it to peek, so I dove deep and I dove wide, and found the ripple of the sweet tide. Now I swim in time with your heart next to mine, and I close my eyes and I see what you dream. I tell you. Listeners are all turning into bugs. I know. Fireflies, cute bugs, in the air tonight. We could be dancing in their moonlight. But I know you. You know me, but they're taking our hearts into their eternity. But I can't catch your lightning bug. I'm too afraid to get my heart stuck. And that one, is it too much to say and feel out to stars? I think that's it, you know. Okay. So, you know, have a great day. Go outside. Lemons are good for digestion. That's all the advice I have. Goodbye.
Je ne dors pas ce soir. La nuit est comme ton cœur. j'ai besoin d'une réponse. Un moment tellement beau. Baby, I want you. Ce soir, quand je regarde la nuit toute noire, reste ici dans mon lit. Vous êtes plus qu'amis. Baby, I want you. Roll over and miss you. Baby, I want you. Roll over and miss you.
Etcetera from Cher. They've been on tour already this year. Check them out on IndieCan.com. We had some live at IndieCan with Jen Grant. Just heard from Steve Majors. He recorded that live at IndieCan session, and he's got a new studio. He'll be up and going soon. And Amy Heffernan. Isn't that a cool song? Being Awesome is the name of the album. Thanks for sharing a little multiculturalism share. That was pretty cool. We're going out with, we've got the Wawas. There's a Toronto band that I had to go all the way to Pop Montreal to really get to know. But I have something brand new from Bob Rylett. I believe this is the title track, Girl from the Mystic. We'll see you next week.
Something wrong with the girl from the Mystic. Something wrong with a woman in fear. Something wrong, little girl in the lipstick. Something bad's gone wrong. Something wrong with the boy from the Matrix. Something wrong with the man in the mirror. Something wrong, little boy in the latex. Something bad's gone wrong around here. All that we become, all that we conceal, over all those things we thought were right, convinced ourselves. Something wrong with the boy in the bubble. Something wrong with a woman in tears. Something wrong, little girl, she's in trouble. Something bad's gone wrong around here. All that we become, and all that we conceal, with all those things we thought were right, convinced ourselves. Something bad gone wrong around here.
Something bad gone wrong around here.
Something bad.
Something wrong, the little girl disappeared. Something wrong, she's been found in the alley. And something bad's gone wrong around here. With all that we become, all that we conceal, with all those things we thought right against ourselves were real. Something bad gone wrong, gone wrong around here.
Something bad gone wrong, gone wrong around here.
Something bad gone wrong around here. Something bad gone wrong around here. And it's perfectly clear, and it won't disappear. And yes, you were bored, yes, you were lonely. Yes, you asked God, buddy, please don't ignore me around here.
Information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.